Support for Blues Unlimited comes from the generosity of our listeners and from our Bandcamp subscribers. More information about our extensive archive of more than 170 programs, all available for instant download access, is on the web at bluesunlimited.bandcamp.com. Welcome to Blues Unlimited. On this episode of Blues Unlimited, it's Chicago Blues Harmonica. Thanks to Junior Wells for kicking off the show with that smoking little instrumental, Eagle Rock, recorded June 1953 in Chicago. Thelmore James and Little Johnny Jones on guitar and piano, respectively. Junior Wells in the lead, blowing some nice harmonica on that one. Welcome to the show. It's Blues Unlimited, and I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins. Today in the program, we're taking a look at some of the movers and shakers of post-war Chicago blues harmonica, with 1945 as our jumping-off point. There was so much great material to choose from when we were selecting cuts for this episode that we decided to just make it two parts. Tonight we'll cover just a 10-year period from 1945 to 1955, and in the not-too-distant future, we'll do a second episode where this one leaves off. We've got a lot of fantastic material on tonight's show, so let's get right on with it. Coming up in this first set, we'll hear from Tampa Red, we'll hear from Big Joe Williams, Bill Jazz Gillum, and we're going to hear a couple times from John Lee Sonny Boy Williamson. He's going to start things off from October 1945 with a tune called Early in the Morning. John Lee Sonny Boy Williamson is next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
Become 18 years old, begin to think she's grown. You can't never catch that kind of little girl at home. Have to go to see her early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. Now you ought to see me hug the pillow, oh, while my baby used to lay. Now that I've got a little girl, Her name is Miss Mary Ann. If I can't come to see you in the evening, baby, please tell me when I can. You tell me to come early in the morning, baby, about the break of day. Now y'all have seen me hug the pillow. Why, my baby, you delay me. Look at your baby, you really got too many men. I can never come to see you in the evening. I have to come to see you when I can. You tell me to come early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. Now y'all have seen me hug the pillow, or why my baby used to lay down. Found out, baby, seem like you don't want me no more. And every time I come to your house, you don't even want me around your door. And you tell me to come to see you early in the morning, baby, by the break of day. Now y'all have seen me hug the pillow, while my baby used to lay in.
I am wild and I'm reckless. Can't even trust myself. Even my baby done quit me. I don't want nobody else. Now I'm going to the roadhouse. Way out on the edge of town. Well, I'm going to the roadhouse. Way out on the edge of town. Where the music gets so soft and mellow, and the people can break them down. Yeah. I'm gonna hang it to my side. I'm gonna buy myself a pistol. I'm gonna hang it to my side. I'm going to join the gangsters. People, I'm gonna live a reckless life. I'm gonna lock my cabin. People, I'm gonna turn my lights down low. I'm gonna lock my cabin. People, I'm gonna turn my lights down low. Cause I really got so much reckless life blues. people and I really got to go.
I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. Oh, you know, and I'd rather be sloppy drunk than anything I know. You know, and another half a pint, mama, you will see me go. Nine, I'd rather be sloppy drunk, a sipping from the can. You know, and I'd rather be sloppy drunk, sipping from the can. Nine, to be out in the street, running from the man. Because it, oh, I'll bring me another half a pint. Because it, I'll bring me another half a pint. Yes, I've got my habits on, and I'm ready, and I'm gonna raise the jam. And I'm gonna drink a while I'm up, baby. I drink until I fall. And I'm gonna drink a while I'm up, baby. Drink until I fall. Now if you want me to stop drinking whiskey, you ain't talking about nothing at all. Get that tea wine.
down to the grocery store to get me a piece of meat. I told a man I didn't have no money, but maybe I could pay it off next week. He said, well, now, put your money where your mouth is. He said, put your money where your mouth is. He said, well, now, just lower than you want it. Everything I got, I'm selling COD. Then I went on down to the pawn shop to pawn my last suit of clothes. The man held it up and looked at it and shook his head and said, it's got too many holes. Well, now, he said, put your money where your mouth is. He said, put the money where your mouth is. He said, just blow it and you want it. Everything I got, I'm selling COD. Playboy. It ain't no joke. Ever since I hit this town, man, I've been solid broke. Wow! Anywhere your mouth is. He said, put your money where your mouth is. Why, he said, just blow it and you won't have to owe it. Everything I got, I'm selling COD.
All right, there's one from Tampa Red, Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. That was recorded for the RCA Victor label, July 1949. That's a surprise appearance by keyboard legend Little Johnny Jones on the harmonica for a change, just for fun. Tampa Red with Put Your Money Where Your Mouth Is. Before that, we heard one from Big Joe Williams, cut for the Columbia label, December 1947, one called Peavine Blues. Big Joe Williams on vocal and guitar, Sonny Boy Williamson on the harmonica, with Ransom Noling and Judge Riley on bass and drums. That's from Sonny Boy Williamson's last recording sessions before his untimely death some 6 months later. They ended up being his last session due to the recording ban that went into effect on January 1st, 1948, and another great performance from a true master of the country blues, Big Joe Williams. Before that, we heard from John Lee's Sonny Boy Williamson, Bring Me Another Half a Pint. He cut that for the RCA Victor label, November 1947, another all-time classic from Sonny Boy Williamson. Before that, we heard from Bill Jazz Gillum, tune called Can't Trust Myself. He cut that for the RCA Victor label in September 1946, James Clark on the piano, Willie Lacy on guitar, Bill Jazz Gillum on vocal and harmonica. As with Sonny Boy Williamson, Jazz Gillum was another creative songwriter and another early harmonic presence on the Chicago blues scene. Bill Jazz Gillum with Can't Trust Myself. Before that, started off with John Lee's Sonny Boy Williamson, tune called Early in the Morning, cut for the RCA Victor label, October 1945. Although he was only a recording artist for 11 years, John Lee's Sonny Boy Williamson left a permanent, indelible mark on the blues world. He was originally from Jackson, Tennessee, and is usually thought of as the father of Chicago blues harmonica. Not only did Sonny Boy's playing put the harmonica on the Chicago blues map, so to speak, he was a great songwriter and interpreter of traditional material, and a large percentage of his catalog has since become standard, songs that are still played and recorded by blues musicians to this very day. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and tonight on the program, we're taking a look at some of the movers and shakers of Chicago blues harmonica. Coming up in this set, we'll hear from Grace Brim, we'll hear from John Lee Henley, we'll hear from Muddy Waters and Little Walter, and we're going to kick things off with Johnny Young and Snooky Pryor. This is one they cut for the Planet label in late 1948, and it's an early example of Snooky Pryor playing some amplified harmonica, tune called My Baby Walked Out on Me. That one's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
My baby walked out and left me, boy, 1944. When she left me with a broke down heart, I didn't have no place to go. Away me, Johnny, we gon' sure gon' kill me then. Me boys, sure don't kill me there. Lord, I'm going back down and rolling for Maine if I have to walk. Lord, I'm going back down and rolling for, cause if I have to walk. Lord, I ain't got nobody in Chicago can talk that old baby talk.
Right here beside of me.
Well, there's two old maids, you know, playing in the bed. One turned over to the other one and said, I gotta find my baby.
Want my baby. Baby.
Well, I want my baby.
I want my baby. Baby.
Well, I want my baby.
Right here beside of me.
Well, I cried last night and the night before. When I find my baby, won't have to cry no. Well, I want my baby.
Well, I want my baby.
Well, I want my.
Well, I want my baby.
Well, I want my baby.
Right here beside of me.
Thank you.
that'll make you love me, you can goodbye and go. Well, I want my baby.
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 Well, I want my baby right here beside of me.
Take you out, little girl, and keep you weeks after the weeks. was so scared to quit me down. I may make a 4-day creek, that's my own fault, girl. And I don't blame you for treating me the way you do. When you was deep in love with me, at that time, little girl, I wouldn't be true.
Tell her everything, man.
I'm gonna stop by the Lula Maid house. I'm gonna knock on her door. I'm gonna ask Lula Maid, do she think about me anymore, dawg? Starting walking, I'll be talking to myself. I'm gonna let these people know I ain't no fool no more. She used to fix my breakfast and bring it to the bed. She gave me coffee, ham and an egg, dawg. Starting walking, I'll be talking to myself. I'm gonna let these people know I ain't no fool no more. Strike four, it is time to go. Shorty, he called me at her door, dawg. Starting walking, I'll be talking to myself. I'm gonna let these people know I ain't no fool no more.
Keeps on hating.
right. There's one by Grace Brim, tune called Man Around My Door. Cut for the J.O.B. label, August 1952. Grace Brim on vocal, drums, and harmonica, her husband John Brim, and probably Eddie Taylor on guitars, and Sonnyland Slim on the piano. On the original label, she was billed as the Queen of the Harmonica. Grace Brim with Man Around My Door. Before that, we heard one from John Lee Henley, Knockin' on Lula Mae's Door, again cut for the J.O.B. label, 1952. John Lee Henley was a harmonica player who hailed from Canton, Mississippi, and cut this 78 for J.O.B., as we said, probably around 1952, although it wouldn't be released for another 6 years. John Lee Henley with Knockin' on Lula Mae's Door. Before that, we heard a pair of sides from Muddy Waters, My Fault from July 1951, and from October 1950, we heard Evan Shuffle. My Fault comes from a rather historic recording session where Little Walter put his amplified technique on audio tape for the very first time. That's a sample of it, My Fault by Muddy Waters, with Little Walter on harmonica, Big Crawford on the bass, Elja Edmonds on the drums. Evan Shuffle before that, nice little instrumental by Muddy Waters from October 1950. That was a tribute to Chicago nightclub owner and disc jockey Sam Evans, with Little Walter blowing some spirited harmonica on that one. Before that, we heard Little Walter, one he recorded for the Tempotone label, May 1949 in Chicago, one called I Want My Baby. The Tempotone label was started by Irving Taman, who owned a bar and restaurant in the heart of Chicago's West Side. His idea was to record some of the musicians who performed at his tavern, such as Sonnyland Slim, Muddy Waters, Little Walter, Floyd Jones, Jimmy Rogers, and Babyface Leroy Foster. Although I Want My Baby is not Little Walter's debut recording, that occurred for the Oronel label some 2 years earlier, just wanted to throw this one in, just for the sake of rarity. Before that, we heard from Johnny Young and Snooky Pryor, tune called My Baby Walked Out on Me. They cut that for the Planet label in late 1948. Johnny Young on vocal and mandolin, Snooky Pryor on harmonica, Johnny Williams on the guitar. Snooky Pryor was originally from Mississippi, but moved to Chicago while he was still in his teens. He experimented with amplification when he was in the Army during World War II, when he started playing bugle calls through the PA system. This is an early example of his amplified harp playing, cut for the Enigmatic Planet label in late 1948. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and tonight on the program, it's Chicago Blues Harmonica. Coming up in this set, we're going to hear from Jimmy Reed, we'll hear from Tampa Red again, Henry Gray, Johnny Shines, Little Walter, and we're going to hear another cut from Snooky Pryor. This is one he cut for the J.O.B. label in April 1952. It's simply called Real Fine Boogie. That one's next, right here on Blues Unlimited.
I got a real fine. was out in the country about a mile and a half from town.
To the army, baby, now I stayed a long time. I come back home and worries on my mind. That ain't right. How did cloud, that ain't right. Cause she's taking my money, darling, but I'm having you for a ball. We're not sending my money, baby, once every month. You're going round till everybody is paying me for a chump. But that ain't right. That ain't cloud, that ain't right. Cause she's taking my money, baby, but I'm not having you for the ball. Somebody's got to go, but that ain't right. I declare that ain't right. Cause she's taking my money, darling, but I'm not having you come home. All is gone. I know it's gonna hurt me, but it won't last long. That ain't right. I declare that ain't right. Cause she's taking my money, darling, but I'm not having you come back.
Happy. no matter how I try. You left me, baby, didn't even say goodbye. And I'm so blue without you, baby. You know I didn't mean no harm.
There's one by Jimmy Reed, tune called Jimmy's Boogie. That comes from Jimmy Reed's very first recording session, where he cut a couple of tunes and this rockin' instrumental with his trademark top-of-the-register squeaky harp. He would go on to become a big hit maker for the VJ operation, and his combination of playing the guitar and harmonica at the same time would influence scores of folk musicians and rock and rollers alike. Jimmy Reed with Jimmy's Boogie. Before that, we heard from Tampa Red, one he cut for the RCA Victor label in September 1953, tune called So Crazy About You Baby. Tampa Red on vocal and guitar, Sonny Boy Williamson on harmonica, Little Johnny Jones on piano, with Willie Lacey on guitar, Ransom Noling and Odie Payne on bass and drums. After checking up on some dates, this may very well be Sonny Boy Williamson's debut recording session in Chicago during a year that saw him spending time in the Midwest and the Mid-South, where he was still recording for Trumpet Records. Some nice harmonica work on it, one by Tampa Red, So Crazy About You Baby. Before that, we heard from pianist Henry Gray, I Declare That Ain't Right. That was one he cut for the Chess label in May 1953, not released at the time. It also features the legendary Henry Strong on harmonica from what is believed to be his only recording session. For a time, he was the lead harmonica player in Muddy Waters' band before his untimely death at the hands of a jealous girlfriend in June of 1954. Henry Gray on vocal and piano with I Declare That Ain't Right, and Henry Strong on the blues harp. Before that, heard a real classic from Johnny Shines, one called Evening Sun. He cut that for the JOB operation in January 1953. Johnny Shines on vocal and guitar, Walter Horton on the harmonica, Al Smith on the bass. That one's really a showpiece for Walter Horton, who blows some truly spectacular harmonica on it with his trademark masterful tone, Johnny Shines with Evening Sun. Before that, we heard from Little Walter, an instrumental called Blue Midnight, cut for the Checker label, with Lewis and Dave Myers on guitars, Fred Below on the drums. Little Walter recorded about a half a dozen of these slow, atmospheric instrumentals early in his career over the space of a couple of years. This is the very first one he recorded, a tune called Blue Midnight, from October 1952. Started off with Snooky Pryor, a tune called Real Fine Boogie. Cut for the JOB label, April 1952, Snooky Pryor on vocal and harmonica, Sunnyland Slim on the piano, Moody Jones on the guitar. The show is Blues Unlimited. I'm your host, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, and today on the program, we're taking a look at some of the great harmonica players who worked and recorded in the Windy City. Blues Unlimited, the radio show, is distributed by PRX, the Public Radio Exchange, on the web at prx.org. And we'll have a lot more great blues for you coming up right after this break. We'll be right back.